The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I just had producer Sean put my husband on hold because we're going to put him on the spot. I'm going to use radio for evil and not good for once, and it's fine.
Great. I mean, I hope he can't hear us right now as you're speaking.
He's on hold. Last year, when we moved, I lost a bag that had all my belts, mm-hmm. including my favorite Gucci belt that I got 6 years ago for a steal at an outlet. And I've worn it, like, all the time, right?
It's your belt.
It's my favorite
signature
belt. Yeah, I got it for... You wouldn't believe what I paid for it.
Okay,
anyway,
great.
All year, I've complained about the fact that I can't find them since the move. I lost them in the move. This past weekend, I was complaining about losing them again as I put on a pair of jeans and I said, guess what would look perfect with these jeans?
Oh, my Gucci belt that I paid nothing for.
He pulls them out. He pulls out the bag and he goes, oh yeah, here you go. And he won't tell me where they were. Paul!
Hello.
Hi, it's me and Raven.
Hi.
Put on his work voice. Look at him.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm trying to call you all day. Listen, now that you're on the spot, where were my belts? Where were they?
What?
They were in your closet.
Where? I've been looking for them for the last 10 months. How did you find my belts? Did you, like, tell me that what happened?
I have no idea. I asked the cleaning ladies about it, and then suddenly it appeared.
Oh.
Wait,
see that?
No.
She took your belts for a walk.
This is not true.
Yep.
Paul.
I mean, they were probably in a box or something like that.
Well,
or,
no,
you know, she
ask
put,
him.
But
the cleaning ladies had nothing
sorry,
to do
Paul,
with this.
I'm sorry, Paul. This is good cop, bad cop. Listen, man, you're going to do a hard time if you don't answer these questions about these belts. Where were these belts? I'm not buying it that they were just all of a sudden they appeared.
Yeah, they were in her closet stuffed into a hat of hers. You know, those cool ones that she wears?
Yes, I do know the
hats. All the way on the top shelf in the back of the closet.
How many of those hats are there, as a matter of fact? I mean, Anna purchased me one of those hats. They're nice. They come with a custom feather. They're very nice. When Anna wears that hat along with her Burberry scarf, I think she looks like a detective. She's like Sherlock Holmes.
I prefer Carmen Sandiego, but that's another story for another time.
All right, yeah.
But wait a minute.
No. Let him answer. Paul wants to say something.
Go ahead.
The thing is, when we moved a year ago, and you think she would have remembered that she stuffed them into a hat.
Yeah.
So tight that they didn't pop, that she couldn't find them.
Yeah.
But how did you find them in there? How did you go into my hat section and find the belts that are so high?
Hat section.
Yeah.
You love those hats so much. There's a section? Wow.
Yes.
I knew they were on the top shelf and you couldn't reach, so I went searching for you. I made it my mission for you for Mother's Day to find your hat, so I searched the entire house and every nook and cranny.
Okay, here's the crazy part is like I put on an outfit like the night before, Saturday night before Mother's Day.
A detective outfit?
No, it was just a regular outfit.
Okay, right.
And I said, if I wish I had one of my belts, this would look great with this outfit. And he goes, oh, I know where those belts are. A year I've been looking for them. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why you would wait so long. When did you find them? What, you were waiting for a reveal moment where I would bring up the belts once again?
I mean, he probably didn't realize it was that pressing.
What if I bought new belts? How long did you not have these belts that you were hiding from me?
I made it my Mother's Day mission to find it for you, and it was the day before Mother's Day that you decided you were going to go say you needed that belt. I was going to give them to you in the morning.
As my gift, my own belts? That was going to be my
That's
Mother's
right.
Day
it's a nice gift. It was thoughtful of him.
To spend the time searching the house in every box under every hat to find them just for you.
But did you really do that? Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Thank you.
See how nice that is?
That's really nice.
See?
I don't know if I believe it.
But you know what? This is the end of the interrogation.
All right. All right. All right. Have a great day. Love you.
That flipped.
Love you too.
I guess
Bye.
You're going to go free there, Paul. I guess you get to go free.
I still don't
know
if I...
No hard time for
That's
Paul.
Right. No charges.
I don't know if I believe him.
We got to let him walk. Gotta let them walk.
All right.